Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out all the things that you can do there. Listen, read, ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter, check out my blog, which we update every day. And, of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Zoltan Ach is with us, ladies and gentlemen. A-C-S is how you spell his last name. And Zoltan is a professor at the George Mason University there in D.C., an outstanding organization. He's also director of the Center for Entrepreneurship and Public Policy. Zoltan, and Zoltan, as you know, folks, is an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, and has toiled the entrepreneurial research field for many, many years. One of the great names and experts in that area. Zoltan, one of the things that's going on right now in public policy, part of your assignment there at George Mason, is the healthcare, what I'm calling now the so-called healthcare reform bill. And the reason I'm calling it so-called is because at this moment in time, in my opinion, Zoltan, it is not actually, it doesn't even resemble healthcare reform. It's just legislation. What do you think?
Well, Jim, this has been one of the big issues of this year. You're absolutely right. After the Great Recession, which has thrown our economy into a mess, right, and then the housing bubble, but the healthcare reform is an issue that's been a part of small business for a very long time, as you know.
Yep.
You know, all the way back from the 80s, this issue of who provides health care, how we provide it, and can small businesses afford to pay it has been a great big issue. And, you know, we have this employer-funded health care system, and when many Americans worked for big businesses, they would pay for their health care.
Yep.
It wasn't a big issue, and even small firms could afford it. You know, I remember growing up, my father was a humble man, didn't make a lot of money, and every month it cost us $10 for health insurance.
And where was that? Tell the audience where that was.
That was in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And that $10 was maybe 5% of our monthly income, or 4%.
Yeah.
We could afford it, the company can afford it.
Yeah.
Well, today, to provide health insurance for a family of four is $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're making $10 an hour, you can't afford it, and probably your employer can't afford it either.
Yeah.
And today we have large companies that don't even want to pay health care because it's become so expensive. So we have a financial problem in the United States with health care, independent of whether it's big business or small business.
But part of that problem, though, Zoltan, has been exacerbated by government mandates. Because because it doesn't cost $12,000 for a family of four to provide health insurance in every state in the union, only in certain states where they have high mandated requirements for what a health care policy must be. And they're also with the health savings accounts with HSAs that have been around for about 5 or 6 years now, you can get high deductibles plans and pay a lot less than that. So there is that. You're exactly right. Some people could have to pay that, but that's not an across the board number.
No, but for some places it's higher, some places it's lower.
Yeah,
it's a big number.
It's a big number, and for most of the last decade, I will give you this: the increases to small businesses health care expenses for the employees, the premium increases, have been in the double digits compounding year over year.
Well, you know, when you look at the list of problems that small businesses list, and if I list 100 problems, in the 1980s, the number one problem was access to finance.
Right.
You couldn't get money.
Right.
In the last decade, the number one problem was the cost of health care.
Yeah, and exactly. No, I've reported that every year. In fact, Bill Dunkelberg will be on tomorrow with the NFIB's report.
But you know, Jim, that's the same problem that General Motors will list.
Right.
Once people start buying cars again, their number one problem is health insurance. You know, bill is over $1 billion a year.
But see, here's the problem, though, with what's going on right now, Zoltan. There have been lots of proposals over the last 12 years, 10 years at least, lots of proposals that have offered market-based solutions, giving people portability, giving them the ability to buy across state lines if their insurance was too expensive, to band together with groups that, like their chambers of commerce or their industry trade group. There have been lots of proposals that made a lot of sense that were true reform that made people more healthcare consumers and less healthcare patients. And almost every one of those, all but maybe one, Zoltan, have been killed by the people who are now proposing this new healthcare so-called reform.
Well, Jim, you have to remember that healthcare is a business. And most people in the healthcare industry want to make money and don't really want reform.
Right.
So you're not going to get reform. You know, it's like the financial crisis on Wall Street. Wall Street caused it.
Exactly.
They screwed up the economy for us. And when we go to them, let's reform it, they say, well, you know, it's not really that bad.
Right.
And we really make a whole lot of money, and we don't want to change this.
Right.
And healthcare is in the same
boat. It's the same boat. And guess what else? You've got to throw in the lawyers in there.
Well, that's what I mean.
We're not doing anything about tort reform. You can't have real health care reform
without tort reform.
Without tort reform.
And
hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you finish your thought when we come back after these messages. 10 till the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame. Zoltan Acz is our guest. I told you that we'd get smarter when Zoltan joined us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Very excited, very honored to have Zoltan Acz on the show and have him be a friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor of entrepreneurship at George Mason University and one of the driving forces behind the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, which is one of the most important documents, one of the most important entrepreneurship research that I've ever seen anywhere, and just a very important voice in the world of entrepreneurship. And folks, whether you realize it or not, the work that Zoltan does benefits you and your small business in America. And for that work and for that dedication, Zoltan, we thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim.
So tell us how we can find you. Now you've got an updated version of your entrepreneurship book coming out, and tell us how we can find you.
Well, you can find me at gmu.edu. I'm at the School of Public Policy there in the Center for Entrepreneurship. I have a website there, and all my stuff is listed right on there.
So check it out. They can probably go to gmu.edu and search for
and
you.
Search for me. You know what? When you put my name in on the web, I come up right away.
Yeah, exactly. Zoltan, just like it sounds.
Come in the back door.
And then their last name is spelled A-C-S. It's an easy name, the opposite of Blassingame. And so, okay, Zoltan, now we were having a little discussion earlier about the healthcare issues. Now I want you to tell me, you know where I stand. My audience has heard me say this many times. Tell me the error of my ways.
Well, Jim, there is no error in your ways. What we have in this country is a philosophical differences of opinion on two things. And the first one is, should we have health care for everyone? That's a major issue.
Yeah.
And my position always has been that it's human decency to have health care for everybody.
So you think health care should be a national right,
it should not be a right in the sense that you get it and you don't pay for it.
Yeah.
Right, health care is like food. So you know, there's no free lunch. You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But it's human decency that if my child is sick, I can get coverage for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of a starting point.
Don't we have a system, though, Zoltan? Don't we have a system of safety nets in this country that allows people to get that kind of coverage?
No,
we basically
got rid of most of that.
Okay.
And you know, the people that this hurts the most is the small business community.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, you know, it's that person in that company who has five employees paying these people $10 an hour.
It's tough.
Which may be what they deserve for the work they do. That's fine.
Yeah.
But that person in that company falls out of the healthcare thing. So the question is...
Well, the owner does. The owner oftentimes doesn't have insurance for themselves.
Oh, I totally agree. That, you know, so if... You know, I have lots of friends that either the owner doesn't have insurance either, or he can only afford insurance for him and his family.
So you think the government should be subsidizing this?
Well, you know, no. I think this is the issue that we should figure out. How do we make that happen?
Yeah.
And look, there's only two answers to it. If we have people that are being paid $10 an hour because that's what their marginal product is, that's what they're cutting, that's fine. Then either those of us that have a lot of money have to subsidize that, or we have to say, look, small businesses have to pay more money and provide more insurance.
Yeah.
So there is no...
Can I throw another idea out here, Zofa?
Yeah.
We left a century where there was kind of a single-payer system through major corporations.
That's right.
And now we're moving, and the government... Now we're moving. Some people want to move toward another kind of a single payer system where the government pays for that. We don't need any kind of a single payer system. We need everybody to be responsible for their own coverage, to become healthcare consumers, not just patients.
Yeah. Oh.
And the government give the benefits that they were given to the corporations, give those incrementally to each person in the form of a credit. Let them buy their own insurance. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, the big issue, right, other than human decency, then is cost.
Yeah.
We've distorted the system so much that you ask yourself this question: how many more percentage points can healthcare costs go up?
Yeah.
That people.
I agree with
before,
you.
Right? People before they say no, that's it.
We got it. There's no question. We got a problem, Zoltan.
Right.
And I, you and I agree on many of these things. I just don't like the way the government's
heading. I don't like
heading.
The current health care bill either because it didn't deal with the cost.
Exactly. Well said, Zoltan. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.